Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
landfill. Yes. Does that mean surrender to foolishness? Greater I shall be. Does that apply to injustice? Does that apply to heartbreak, pain, hurt, fear? Unless I am led to, which is the case. Let's make sure everything is fine over here. Let my soul surrender. Nikki Byers Beckwith, WeLetItBe.com. As we join hands collectively in America and the rest of the world, as we put Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin in the circle of love, with our pain, fear, hurt, love, compassion. Yes, we put them in a circle and we just stand with them. I'm going to welcome you the way I do, but I don't know. I just heard the call. Some of us are hurting today. Some of us are struggling with what we feel, afraid we're even feeling what we're feeling. Good afternoon, or good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where we support humanity to be the change, where we support humanity to heal, where we support you to be the change that you desire to see in your own world. And from that intention, we bring this show to you. And we thank all of you that are listening, those of you on the phone line. Betty, my dearest friend, it's nice to see you. Tamara, Tracy, thank you all for being here. Yeah. Let me bring on Celeste. There's so much to say. And but a lot of people are hurting. And a lot of people are rejoicing today. And truly, 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 wherever we are, wherever you are, it is all part of the plan. But today's show is more for those who need a place to express, to share, those who are hurting, people who are saying, where is God in the midst of this? How do I incorporate my spirituality with this foolishness? That is just wrong. Well, let's dance together. Let's dance our way through the hurt, through the pain, through the I can't believe it. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing? there you are.
It's a journey. Yes, yes. It's a journey today, Life Coach today. It really is. You know, you and I have been speaking, and I really appreciate you being there for me when I was having a hard time last night and this morning trying to do a spiritual bypass. You know, the spiritual bypass of I am feeling feelings that are not very light workery. I am so angry. Disappointed. I'm feeling hopeless. I want to have faith. I want to believe I can see God in this. And, you know, and I was trying to, well, you know, there's a reason, and there's something we need to learn from it. But thank goodness for people like you who can shake us up in those moments when we don't want to deal with the pain. To say, no, sister, feel what you feel. We'll get to what's next. But don't deny yourself your emotions. Don't suppress it. And from one of those conversations, you said, you want to talk about this tonight? You want to do a show? I was like, yeah. Yeah. Because we can all energetically come together around the campfire and hold hands and have a safe place to say, I feel funky. I'm willing to come up higher, but can I just have a place to just drop some stuff in the fire? Mm-hmm. Just drop mm-hmm. some stuff around people that I love, that I care about, you know, the historical significance, the all of those things that are coming up in me. I know I'm not the only one. I'm on Facebook. I see how people were challenged. So I want to thank you for giving us this platform because I'm taking my steps, but I can talk now. Without crying. And it was okay when I was crying and talking. I was releasing. And that felt good. So here I am with my bro.
You know, it's an interesting thing because when I heard yesterday, and, you know, those of you that are listening, feel free to call in 347-426-3346. There's so much has been going on in my mind, and I kind of I've been thinking about it. I sort of felt like I had something to say, but then I thought, there's nothing I need to say. And then I thought, well, Monday show, we got a guest, and you know, it's like I've just been thinking and watching and reading, and this is big, and we need a space where we can heal. This show for me, I mean, all the shows are, but this is a global pain. And even those who are rejoicing, so be it, you know, there's still a part of them that needs to heal. Because if you are, doesn't matter if the race is reversed, if you are rejoicing over the fact that somebody died and there were no consequences, it's be careful what you celebrate. Be careful what you celebrate. But I wanted to create a space where those of us who are walking our talk, who are committed to being the change we want to see, those of us who are saying, you know, we see life through the face, through the eyes of God, sometimes we don't have a place to really be honest and say, yeah, I'm pissed. I'm angry. I hate this country. I want to move out. You know, all those things without someone saying, yeah, me too. Because sometimes when you're in pain, you really just need somebody to listen. And this is such a charged conversation. I mean, I was disappointed. And I actually was checking myself. I said, wow, I didn't know that I was. I mean, I've watched the case over the weeks, but I didn't watch it for a long time. After I heard that he was not guilty, I realized how there was a part of me that was waiting for him to you know, I don't know if it's going to be second degree manslaughter, but he was going to be guilty. And when I heard it, I just said, wow. Wow, that another human being can kill, another human being can kill a 17-year-old who is unarmed, who went to the store, who wasn't trying to break into houses, can kill a young person, and it's like, oh, well, you know, we look to the, it's so much, it's like not guilty. So, and people I've talked to, the conversation, it's like people are hurting, and there's some things that, you know, I have, I mean, I'm feeling it more now, because, you know, I have a way of just being with myself, listening and thinking, reflecting, so it's all coming up. And as I said earlier, feel free to join the conversation, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad. And I want to welcome those of you in the chat room. Thank you all for being here. And let's hear your thoughts. Let's see. You can post on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. And I'm going to try. We're only doing the show for an hour. We've got about 45 minutes. And then we're going to roll into Celeste's show. But let's see here. I want to see some of the things that are going on in the chat room. Betty said, Awakening Heart, she said, I now needed to move on from this anger. And if anybody can help, I didn't see that. Well, you know, I do, and I honor you, Betty, for, you know, because that's the thing, that's a dangerous thing for some of us. Some of us would say, we're not angry, we're not upset. But healing comes when we can just say, you know what, I am pissed, I am angry, I am hurt. You know, I titled the show, and Celeste, I'm going to come to you in a minute. I titled the show, Healing the Soul of America. Now, we're going to have some intellectual conversations just to kind of, you know, put some context to this show. And, you know, there's debates that this is not a race case and that it is. You know, some people on one side believe it is. Some people say it's not. If you believe that Trayvon Martin was profiled, then yes. If he was profiled because he had hoodie, he had a hoodie on, and there's so many places. And I really, I mean, we can talk about that, and I'm cool with that. But I don't want to spend too much time talking about this or that, because really, the whole thing was between Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. Trayvon was never allowed, didn't have the opportunity to tell his side of the story. Now, here's that back and forth or intellectual stuff going on here. Personally, the state did not tell Trayvon Martin's story the way it needed to be told. They didn't. That's what I'm going to say about that. But regardless of what happened, or even if Judge Zimmerman was charged and they found guilty, would some of us be rejoicing that would be the end of the day? Would we just move on and say, great, would that be the end of racism? Would that heal the pain that we feel individually on our soul? You know, for me, this case became a catalyst. It triggered a wound, an injury that is already on the soul of humanity. And I say of humanity because we can say America, but America is not separated from the rest of the world. So there is this thing called, the experience known as racism is a lie, but we try and deny it. One thing that I believe needs to happen, and Barack Obama is not the one to do it, there needs to, a president of the United States of America needs to apologize for the Africans that were enslaved. And I don't think it's like we disagree with you all you want, but it's not Barack Obama. It's not him. It's gotta be a man. But if it's a woman, so be it. It's gotta be a man, and of course it's gotta be a white president. That's right. But they do say once you go black, you never go back, so maybe maybe well, it's never going to happen. But there needs to be a national apology. Because it's going to be a while for a while. It's going to be around. And I think of the Trayvon Martin's mother, his father, and what they're going through right now. And part of the intention of the show is to create a space for people to share. Betty, I'm going to come to you in a minute. And facilitate some kind of healing for us wherever we are, even if we're not ready to move across and be on the side where we're feeling better. And I'm not even talking about you need to be in a certain space. Where you are is where you are. But it's very important to acknowledge where you are, tell the truth about where you are. But once you tell the truth about where you are, deal with it, sit with it a day or two or three a week. I want to invite you, I want to suggest that the pain you are feeling now is a wake-up call for you to do something about this mess about this injustice, how young people are treated, young black boys especially. I mean, go ahead, Celeste, and then we'll bring on Betty. I don't want to go too much on her, right? But maybe I will. I don't know.
Okay, it's getting hot in the chat room. And what I love so much about our community here is we will get hot, and then we will check ourselves. So I want to give you that, and we have Keith Anthony and Raymond Anderson has just joined us in the chat room. Welcome, brothers. 347-426-3346 is the number to call in case you didn't hear it. So let me give you a little bit of this, okay, Ade? And, yes, we have Betty on the line. It's great to hear her voice. Okay. So Raymond said, Namaste. The simple matter that race is discussed makes it a race issue, even
yes.
if it was.
Go ahead.
It's hot in there, and then the screen jumps down. Even if it was not a factor in the actual case, and then Tamara, Joy, all full of joy, who said earlier that her heart was broken irrevocably. So you are in a space. We're holding your heart right now, Tamara. You are not the only one who's feeling that brokenheartedness right now. Okay. Tamara said in response, here we go. If a white
Hold on. I want you to read it, but if you look at, you see the chat room right top right? You see those icons, those five icons?
Yeah.
There's one that looks like a camera, and next to there's an arrow that goes up and down. Click on that. That stops the chat room from screen going up and down. So you can just scroll down manually. So you don't have to worry about the page changing up on you. You see the arrow going up and down? Next to the speaker sound icon. At the very top on the right, you see the arrow. Click on that, and there will be a line across it. Then that way you don't have to lose the page.
Okay. Actually, that icon's not there for me. I think it's there on yours.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. Tamara said, if a white boy walked through the community, would he have followed him even after the police told him not to? And then check this out. And then she came back and said, and maybe I am profiling, but Zimmerman looks like a redneck, skinhead racist and very unconscious. But it's that
maybe a good point.
I'm profiling. I don't know what IMHO means. I'm not that savvy, y'all, yet. But to be able to have that experience, say what she's saying, and then check herself, maybe I'm profiling too. And you are not the only one who thought that, Tamara. But you're brave enough to say it.
And that's the thing. First of all, that's all we got to face, the part of us that is a racist, a part of us that's judgmental, that's prejudiced. But let me go to Betty. And, this is a wake-up call for us to look at what's going on. Things are, this has been happening. This is not the first time. But this one, it's like the universal alarm system saying, wake the flip up, people.
Mm-hmm.
And now some people are going to go back to sleep because they're going to press this snooze button a few months from now, a week from now, a few days from now. And some people are going to say, it can't be this way. One of the things I wouldn't want to see happen, and I'm hearing parents, instilling fear into their boys' mind, into their heart. That's something. And I want to talk about things that we can do as well to be part of the shift and change the healing. Hey, Betty, how are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you for having this
nice
space
to hear
for
your
us
voice.
To come in and say our piece. First, let me say this really quickly about the case. Because Zimmerman, of course, his defense was to stand your ground law, which I hope this case leads to them changing that. And that's the one good thing that can come out of this. But it was a stand-your-ground law. He felt this young man was a threat to him. He shot in self-defense. He feared for his life. In Florida, black woman, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Husband was actually beating her, had proof of this, shot two warning signs in the ceiling so she wouldn't shoot him. Didn't kill anybody. She got 20 years in prison. Mm-hmm. What is that? Okay. Mm-hmm. So having said that, you know, when this, I didn't watch the case. I didn't want to watch the case because I try not to put myself in a certain energy that's going to tick me off. And mm-hmm. I knew intuitively this guy was going to get off of this case. So I didn't watch it, but when the verdict came in, and I'm sitting looking at television and this special break come on, I tell you this, I've never been so angry for a long time. And you know what? I didn't deny the anger. I didn't suppress it because, you know, a lot of people think because we do spiritual work or we're light workers or we do a lot of things, we're still human. And we've not become, we've not reached Jesus and Buddha status yet. We're working on it. But we're not there. And so in order for me to get through, I have to suppress my anger so I can get through it. But then, you know, everything that happens is a reflection back on you. Yes, this was a horrific case. But what is it bringing up inside of you? Why are you so angry? Why was I so angry? And part of it, not only for this, is because being a black woman, I have experienced racial profiling. I have experienced racism. I have experienced running from my life because of the color of my skin. And it brought up that anger. It brought up that pain that a lot of us think who have experienced such things think we've gotten over or been okay with. And all we did was cover it up like a Band-Aid and pretend we're fine, and it's something we don't need to work on. So for me, a lot of people are angry, as I am, not only because of what happened, because you feel like this is a slap in the face. It's a way of this justice system saying, no, you have not overcome yet. Maybe getting there, but today is not today. And so that anger for me comes from the memories of the many cases like this that's never been documented, that's never been brought up, but that either I witnessed or I read about or I heard, just like this young lady getting 20 years for shooting in a silly and not killing anybody, but they know for a fact she was abused by her husband, was after her again. So it's things like that that causes the anger. Now, yes, it's the law, as President Obama said. You know, they have to go by the law. You know, but sometimes, you know, when you're on a jury, you got to go by your heart. You got to go by what is not, you have to hear what's not being said. And a lot was not said. A lot, this young man couldn't defend himself. He depended on those prosecutors to bring up what needed to be brought up, which why when I watched the case the first time on, wasn't happening, and I knew from that moment he's not winning. They're not doing their job. But having said all of that, you get over it, and then you say, time to take a deep breath, meditate. Everything happens for a reason. And that brings me up to a Romney quote that I had recently put up, ironically, after I was fuming yesterday, come across the quote that really just brought everything into perspective for me. And the quote was, new beginnings are often disguised as painful endings.
Yes.
And I said, whoa, yeah, that is so true. And so, you know, you need to vent. You need to get it out of your system. But what I'm real proud of is the fact that everyone thought if the verdict came in the way it did, there would be a lot of rioting and just people acting silly, and none of that happened.
Right.
In that case alone, we have learned something, that a peaceful protest will get us far along more than a violent one. So thank you for opening this space. I hope people in the small time you have left will call in and get it out of their system. Say what they need to say. There's no right or wrong. And how you vent or what you're saying. There's no right or wrong. Do I call him a racist? Does he look like a skinhead and all of the above? Yeah, you do. You know, based on what I see, what I have noticed and seen what skinheads and everything else look like. But there was just something about his energy that says he knows he's wrong. He knows he's wrong.
Right.
But what is important to also remember is not been found, he's been found not guilty because of doubt, not been found innocent. No one's saying he's innocent. They're just saying by the law, we have to say there's doubt. And that's comforting, too, for people to remember. But like Romney said, new beginnings offer despises painful endings. And I hope this new beginning changes laws about our justice system, but more importantly, change that law in Florida that was the reason behind all this in the first place. Okay, I sort of have
to... Thank you, Betty. Thank you.
Before she comes off the line, Betty, I remember I also want to tell people that, you know what, this is a great time to call your friends and for support. I remember when President Obama got elected the second time, and I went to bed all nervous that he wouldn't get elected, and that's my personal preference, folks. I'm not trying to tell you to get on an Obama bandwagon. But I remembered in the middle of the night, I would not believe it until I called Betty's number. And we had one of the most beautiful, tearful, Betty, is it true, moments. And when I was screening for Betty's call, and Betty heard what I said at the beginning of the show, she goes, "Sister, you should have called me. We could have had a crying spell together." And I want to thank you for that, Betty, because that was really true. You did come up in my mind. I was wondering, man, how is Betty doing right now? Because you were pretty passionate and truthful with how you feel when things are going down. You're a place that I go to on FB to get the real deal, and I appreciate you for that. But, yeah, you're right, and I wish I had taken you up on your offer because I think energetically you sent it to me. So, you know, this is a with this painful ending, stepping into new beginnings, perhaps we can also rely on each other in a way that maybe we haven't before because we understand even more now the value of living and celebrating life and doing what we can while we're here. So I just wanted to share that thought with you, Betty. And
thank you.
Family.
Thank you, Ade, for this space. You're welcome,
Betty. Yes, you are listening to a special edition of the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. Title, theme, topic, intention is healing the soul of America. That's what we're doing. You know, it's an important conversation. And Raymond said in the chat room that even if it wasn't a race case, the fact that it was brought into it, then it makes it that, which is true. But here's the thing, and I want y'all to correct me because I saw the press conference with both the defense and prosecution. I remember them asking Mr. O'Mara if Zimmerman was black. He said it would never even come to court. I thought, really? So the question they asked him was, I guess, if George Zimmerman was black and he killed a black boy, then nobody's going to trip about that. Now, I'm actually having a different meaning now. I'm listening, as I hear myself saying, it's like, wow, what does that mean? Meaning that people don't care if a black man kills a black boy? Now, that's a thought that comes up for me. But I did not hear them. And maybe I heard wrong, but maybe I missed it. I did not hear when they asked the state, they said I think it's the state that they asked or the family's attorney that what if one of them they asked if George was black and Trayvon Martin is white. You know, and that's the question that the defense was never asked in the press conference. And that's the question that I think people don't – I mean, some people are blind to this kind of conversation. Some people don't want to talk about it because it's too painful. But for me, I think part of the wake-up call is to remind people that, yes, there's still race. There's still there's racism. There's injustice, which reminds me of Martin Luther King's Junior's quote, injustice anyway is a threat to justice everywhere. Everybody is gonna pay for injustice, no matter where you are, you know, no matter who you are, no matter if you live in America, it's gonna affect us all. Now, the question, one of the things that Betty brought up that I think where I would always like to go is, yes, feel the pain, feel the anger, feel the hatred, feel everything that you're feeling. Don't deny it. But then after that, let's start the process of healing. Once again, as I said before, some people are not there. Some people are not ready to go there. Now, here's the thing that I don't know what you heard, Celeste, but I've heard some parents say on a radio show yesterday, they were saying they're telling their parents, their boys, to be afraid and really take care of themselves or whatever. Yes, you got to do what you got to do as parents. But I think it will be, what's the word I can use here? I'm not going to be too careful, but I'm trying to be mindful. There you go. It will be wrong to start telling young black boys to be afraid. If you see a white man, if someone chasing you, run or go take on karate so you can fight them. Now, this is a reality. You know, I mean, I don't know. Trayvon Martin, did he run and hit from George Zimmerman and then George found him? And or was he hiding or trying to protect himself and they got in a scuffle? You know, we will never know. What I would like to see is that we take everything that we're feeling, those of us that really believe this is injustice, those of us that are heartbroken. Now, what are we going to do with the pain, with the emotions that we're feeling? What are you going to do? How are you going to translate that? That needs to be translated. That needs to be trans. What's another word? Trans something. It needs to be transformed. That's what I was looking for. It needs to be transformed into some tangible actions. If it's just as simple as seeing, I'm saying young black boys, because one, we know how easily they get stopped and end up in prison. The prison system is full of black men. I mean, the statistics is ridiculous. We hear stories upon stories. So here's one action. The next time you see a young black boy, here's a good one. Be aware of the first thought that comes up for you. Let's just stop right there. You know, because I was going to go as far as saying, acknowledge the young boy. Say, how are you doing, young man? Or something like that. But maybe before you even get there, maybe you need to just pay attention to your first thought. And then we think of young people, period. You know, it's like if you talk about the endangered list, young black boys are right at the top. It's almost like their life doesn't mean anything. We think all of them are thugs. We think they're all rappers and they don't want to work. All this, I mean, but it's not. It's a gross generalization. But anyway, go, Celeste. I don't want to go too far here.
Yeah. You know what? You're on point. And I grew up in a neighborhood where, you know, that comes from. I mean, I grew up in Southeast. Betty, I know you grew up in Chicago. And I would like to, in the midst of this Trayvon Martin situation, to pray about the situation that's happening to young folk during the summer right now in Chicago and Baltimore, where I grew up in Washington, D.C., Anacostia, Southeast. There are young men and women being blown away every day during the summer, and the numbers are crazy today. I mean, I've been following Chicago in particular, but you know, we need some healing. While we heal, we also need to send some healing light in that direction. And while you were talking today, my mind went to LeVar Burton. I don't know, did you hear what he had to say about how his ritual to prevent being shot by the police? Have you heard about this?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, now LeVar Burton, I don't know if you really are. See, I grew up with LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow.
So, yo, please. I know who he is. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm just making sure. My hood comes out, and I say that with affection, people. But LeVar Burton said recently on CNN that he has a ritual when he's stopped by the police.
And the article goes, you know, he's not exactly known for bad behavior, but even the former host of the children's show Reading Rainbow fears he will be mistreated by police because of his skin color. So he explained that he, when he stopped by the police to avoid a potentially deadly confrontation, he removes his hat and sunglasses, rolls down his window, and puts out his hands to show he is not armed. And he added, I do that because I live in America. And he said that as a responsible parent, this is going back to what parents are teaching their children, he taught his son to follow the same procedure. And, you know, when LeVar Burton came out and said that, there were people in the community that called him an Uncle Tom.
Okay.
So yeah. There's some healing that needs to happen. There were people who were saying that LeVar Burton was being less than a man for following this ritual when we have a situation with Trayvon, which isn't even the police.
But here's the thing. I want to jump into this, cause, and I want to point this to everyone in the chat room and those of you on the phone line. Please, I really, really, really want to know what you have to say. I really do. But I struggle and wrestle with this a lot. How do we become part of the healing of racism? Now, clearly, there are those of us who are doing our inner work, and there are organizations that we will never hear about and sometimes don't even get the funding that they need. They're doing amazing work. There's an organization called, what is it, Bring It to the Table or something like that. I was part of a conference many years ago. There's a lot of work going on that we don't hear about. But I really want to hear people's thoughts about what we can do individually and collectively to heal this. You know, the issue of same-sex relationship is up front and center. If we could see it, and healing is happening slowly. But what can we do? What do you think things we can do to be part of the healing where it's not just it's not something that's done behind closed doors? Because this thing called racism, because of the history of America, is intense. It brings up so much pain that sometimes some people can't even talk about it without them getting angry, and it's not just even about the black people get angry and white people are saying, I can't be responsible for what my ancestors did. I have a theory on that. But, you know, how do we create a space like those of us who are listening now, those of us who are part of this conversation, what can we do in our own community, in spiritual community, where we blend the issues that humanity goes through with the spiritual principles that frees us from pain and struggle? What do you think we need to do? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. You know, because this is real. This is a wake-up call, and it stings, it hurts, because things like this has been happening. We've been hearing about black men being incarcerated. We say, that's just so sad. That's just so sad. Now, the universe, the earth, like this is like an emotional earthquake. Like, can you people wake the flip up and pay attention to what you're doing to each other? How do we change the law? We say the jury's spoken, but, I mean, come on. Come on. Come on. Somebody kills another man that's not harmed, and a defense lawyer tells me the weapon is a concrete. What the flip are you talking about? So if someone is chasing me, and I'm not supposed to defend myself. But anyway, 347. I don't even know numbers. So let us number 347-426-3346. And I want to say some things that I want to add. Smith, I know you're getting ready for your show, so I want you to kind of share what you've got, and so you can get ready for your show that's coming up right after this. Is this the things that I suggest? You know, one of the things I said is, you know, think of young people when you see them, acknowledge them. Be aware of your own first thought if you see a young black boy, if you see a picture of a young black boy on the news. What are your first thought? What is the first thought? That's how we bring healing. That's what I would put to the table. You know, when we say, where is God in all of this? God is in all of this.
And now that we've noticed this, now that we're waking up, now that our heart has been broken open and it would never go back to what it used to be, it's now an opportunity for you to do something about it. I think we all need to let our children, especially, I'm going to keep saying it, especially black boys, let them know that they are loved and appreciated. Oh. You know, there's a lot of healing that needs to happen in the black community, because you got a race of people who feel oppressed, and there's some people you can't even talk to them. Just like, she can be talking all that spiritual stuff. Shit, that's just the way it's gonna be. But we gotta find a way to reach people who won't even have this conversation. And another thing that I would say is, as we all go through and grow through our own pain, understand that we are birthing a new consciousness. Humanity is going through a birth. And the truth is, birth is messy. It is messy. There's a reconstruction of the woman's body, or deconstruction first. You know, everything gets blown wide open, no pun intended. You know, later on, the healing and everything gets back to what it needs to be, the womb, the uterus, the vagina. But right now, when the baby's coming out, things are being stretched. The mother's feeling pain. There's blood. You name it. So we're going through this birthing canal. We're being birthed right now. So in your pain, in your anger, in your need to revenge, remember that birthing is messy. And you are part of it. We are doing our part to be part of the healing of the soul of America. And we are the soul of America. And sometimes people say, well, you know, don't blame the system. You got to be the change you want to see. I totally agree. But the system is us. So some of us, I'm not a politician, because I want the freedom to be able to do what I need to do and say what I want to say. But some of us in that line, you have to, you know, some people need to become, people got to wake up and become an activist. You got to get involved. You can't just tweet about it, Facebook about it, Instagram or whatever, and then go back to life as usual. Anyway, Celeste, anything you want to add before?
Yes.
I know you got to get ready for your show.
I saw some things that actually go to what you're saying. One from one of your listeners, Colby, wrote mm-hmm. something that I thought had some insightful, constructive advice for all of us that I'd like to share. And she wrote, okay. May your disappointment and or anger prompt you to continue to educate yourself. Reach out mm-hmm. to the youth in our communities and educate them. May this prompt you to take better care of yourself and each other. May this prompt to make a difference, showing kindness and love. May this be the reason why you raise your vibration and be a light in this world. Colby,
yes.
Britannia, Alexander, and then Valerie Love, the woman who I'm falling in love with every day, said to Trayvon, thank you for teaching us that we have so much to learn about love and how to handle each other on this planet. Your life in physical form was short, but the meaning of your life is eternal. God rest your soul. Love, Valerie, love. Those
yes.
are the things that
yes.
brought healing to me today.
Now, Raymond said, you know, as a way of healing as well, is the more people as a whole address the indoctrinated fear and dialogue, the sooner we can heal from fear. It is consistently a fear of others, lack of understanding, conversation, etc. will never unify. Education, all need to be educated. We all need to be educated. Yes, we all need to be educated by way of dialogue. We need to be educated by allowing ourselves to have a conversation with people that we don't understand from another culture, from another country, from a different side of the railroad track. You know, when the conversation we join in, because the truth is, even when you say, you know, white America is racist, you're actually adding to the poison of humanity. There are some white people who are racist, and there are some black people who are racist, and people will debate, well, racism is about power. I'm not interested in that intellectual masturbation, you know. And we all have some form of prejudice in us. It could be about sexual orientation. It could be about different cultures, different countries. This is an opportunity for us to face ourselves and challenge ourselves to learn something about somebody else. Be part of a mentoring group. Put something together. Do something in your neighborhood. Do something at schools. Be careful what you say about young people or about other races when you are watching reality TV, when you're watching something on television, when you're watching something like the American Idols, black and white, whatever, and in all the colors in between. When you say, oh, you know, black people can sing, that's really, really, that's what they're good at, or they're good at sports, or white people can't dance. So all those, I mean, there's so many. Those are just a general one that we can do. But watch, this is an opportunity for us to pay attention to our own unconscious judgment. And we are all part of it. We are all part of it. And as long as we keep just blaming others and not do anything and not move our behind, we are always going to be left behind. You know, some people say, don't forget before you go to bed, things I saw on Facebook, don't forget before you go to sleep, turn your clock back 200 years. No, how about don't forget, before you go to sleep, set the time to right now. This is the time for you to make a difference. This is the time for you to be part of the change. This is the time for healing. This is the time for you to get involved. This is the time for you to embrace your boys, your girls, and support them in developing and maturing emotionally rather than judging them. This is a time for you to affirm who they are rather than keep programming them to be ready for a fight or war in America. We all get to choose, you know. And spiritual truth, this whole thing called spirituality, it's not a passive thing. It's active. I mean, I find myself thinking, I want to do something. I've been thinking about mentoring. I've been thinking about it for a while. I'm thinking about starting a rites of passage. But there's so much is coming up. But I'm like, oh, I don't know. Now I'm like, okay, you got to get clear about what you're doing. And maybe it's a rites of passage program. But I want to do more. I want to bring, I don't have enough time to the table and the 1 minute that I have to make a difference. The time is now. Celeste, anything you want to say before you go get ready for your show?
We just received such a beautiful blessing from Awakening Heart, Betty. Thank you, Ade and Celeste, for opening your light center and shining it on those who at this time need some extra light. Love you both, and your contribution to the awakening this world is now experiencing. Thank you.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, what I want to say is, you know, right now, I just know that right where we all are, God is, because we are the expression of God of goodness. We are the light that we seek. We are the healing that we are looking for. Healing is not missing. Harmony is not missing. Compassion is not missing. We are it. And I pray that we all have the courage to tap into that healing within ourselves, that we have the courage to be compassionate with our own selves, to be compassionate with ourselves when we're judgmental. A friend of mine said to me, you know, I feel like I want to kill George Zimmerman, to have compassion for even having that thought. I pray that we can all recognize that we matter, that we're going to be daring enough, foolish enough to believe that we can heal racism, that we can heal humanity from this separation madness, that we can heal the past and the present. I pray that Trayvon Martin's mother and father have been led in the right direction to receive the perfect healing that they need. I pray, ask, declare for peace of mind in that family right now. and all the other Trayvon Martins that we didn't hear about, all the other parents who are going through the same thing that we didn't hear about. I pray for peace right now. I say, peace be still. May we all recognize that we are the solution to the challenges of the world. May we honor ourselves. May we honor each other. May we love ourselves. May we love each other. May we be crazy enough to have a conversation with somebody that we were once afraid of. We can do it. We are the one. We are the one.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you're dealing with in your family, whatever pain in relationship,
Albert Einstein,
I pray for peace.
No problem.
I see healing happening, and we need each other. We need each other. Here's a quote here that I'm going to leave you with, and it says it's by Tori Amos. Healing takes courage, and we all have courage, even if we have to dig a little to find it. So after your pain, after your anger, after your frustration, go within and find out what's underneath the hurt, what's underneath the pain. The need to attack. We are truly one, you know. And spiritual walk, spiritual practice is very active. You got to get involved. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. I'll be back tomorrow at 12 p.m. We're here at 12 p.m. Eastern, Monday to Wednesday. So join me if you can. Celeste is coming up. I love this, actually, rolling over to Celeste. Celeste coming up in about 3 minutes. And her topic is very juicy, and she can't wait to share it.
Path to pleasure.
Path to pleasure. And, you know, you got to pay attention. That's right. And before you can have the pleasure sometimes, you got to go through the rough edges. We love you so much. And thank you. And just stick around. Actually, you're going to need to hang up or log off and look back in because it's a different link. Everything must change. Carlton Pearson. I love you all. Thank you for all the work you're doing individually and collectively. All right, so let's see you in 2 minutes.
Peace out, homie.
Peace out. Peace in.
No one stays the same. The young become the old. And mysteries do unfold. Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not can be sure except rain comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring, wounded heart will heal, but never much too soon. Yes, everything become the old. Mysteries do unfold. Yes, they do.
Cause that's the way of time.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.